rethinking the threat.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. The British government has scaled down its terrorist threat assessment at British airports. Tight security was imposed last week following news of an alleged plot to blow up transatlantic airliners. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
The government has lowered the threat level from critical to severe. In other words, a terrorist attack is still likely but no longer imminent. Security restrictions have been eased a little. Passengers will now be allowed to take one item of hand luggage on board, but the ban on taking almost every kind of liquid through check-in remains, and there will still be more searching than usual. The strict security caused many more flight delays and cancellations over the weekend. Michael O'Leary of the low-cost carrier Ryanair says the security is still excessive.
We've got to get the airports and the airlines back to normal as quickly as possible. We've got to prevent thousands of Britons being stranded all over Europe, because otherwise we hand these terrorists a success.
British Airways cut 20% of its flights out of Heathrow today and accused the airports of bungling, of adding to the congestion and delay. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
China is cleaning up in the aftermath of the strongest typhoon hit that country in half a century. Typhoon Somai, packing winds of 134 miles an hour, left about 300 people dead or missing last week. It caused an estimated $1 billion in damages. This isn't the only freaky weather affecting China. Is there a pattern? Jocelyn Ford has more.
One of China's most populous provinces, Sichuan, is facing its worst drought in 50 years. Scientists are unsure whether the severe typhoon and drought are linked to global warming. But climate scientist Ren Guayu says he is certain that China is heating up.
In the past 50 years, the surface temperature increased very significantly.
By nearly 2 degrees Fahrenheit. And he says the dry north is getting drier and wetter southern China is getting even more rain. Scientists say in the future they expect the buildup of greenhouse gases to bring more severe storms and drought. This year, China introduced laws to promote energy conservation and renewable energies. This could curb production of gases that lead to global warming. But China is still expected to overtake the United States 20 years from now as the world's largest producer of greenhouse gases. In Beijing, I'm Jocelyn Ford for Marketplace.
If you want to go left, lean left. If you want to go right, lean right. It's all part of changes to the Segway scooter, the self-balancing electric one-person vehicle. You may have seen postal officials or police at the airport driving them. Well, the new redesigned scooters allow riders to steer by leaning to one side or another instead of turning the handlebars. Top speed, about 12 and a half miles an hour. They take about 8 hours to recharge. Also, some of the new models are designed to go off-road over more rugged terrain. The pain at the gas pump is rising as prices hit another record high. The Lundberg survey says the cost of gas has increased more than a cent over the last 3 weeks. The national average, about $3.03 a gallon. The lowest price can be found in Charleston, South Carolina, $2.82. The highest in Chicago at $3.29 a gallon. More buying than selling on Wall Street at the close of business on Friday. The Dow was down 36 points at 11,088. The Nasdaq off 14 points to 2057. This is Marketplace. It's back to school for a lot of the nation's community colleges. With tuition rising, Charlotte Bear says students are trying something new to help meet expenses.
An increasing number of community college students are opting to pay their tuition in installments. Community colleges across the country are allowing students as many as 10 payments per semester. Many colleges are feeling pressure to fill seats as tuition escalates. And students, most of them commuters, are feeling the pinch of rising gas and energy prices. Those factors are making interest in payment plans surge. Nina Vallejan is with Sallie Mae, the nation's largest provider of student loans.
It is truly our fastest growing segment. From last year, the growth we saw was about 10%. The growth that we've seen this year is 25 to 30%.
Fees for the program range between $15 and $50. I'm Charlotte Bear for Marketplace.
You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Medtronic, partnering with physicians, patients, and diabetes educators to provide better glucose control for long-term diabetes management. Information available at Medtronic.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
This is Marketplace. I'm Mark Austin Thomas. In Mexico, a partial recount of votes from the July 2nd presidential election was due to be completed this weekend. Meanwhile, supporters of leftist leader Andrés Manuel López Obrador kept up protests in the center of Mexico City, where Mr. Obrador addressed them yesterday.
No aceptaremos un gobierno ilegítimo y a un presidente espurio.
He promised to fight the imposition of what he called an illegitimate and illegal government. He claims fraud in the election and says his movement is ready to resist for years if necessary. With us now from Mexico City is reporter Frank Contreras. Frank, where exactly are these protests taking place?
Well, they're happening on the main avenue, the main boulevard here known as Paseo de la Reforma. And it's basically the heart of the financial district of Mexico. This is where the Mexican Stock Exchange is located and major international banks have their Mexican headquarters there. Also, it's taking place in the main square, which is a main tourism section in Mexico City, the main historic center where the Aztec pyramids are. Colonial era buildings are there. It's an area where lots of luxury hotels exist, and all of those are losing business.
These protests have been going on for weeks now. How disruptive have they been?
Very disruptive, Mark, really. Blocking off traffic here in the main part of the city, essentially cutting the city almost in half, one side to the other, because this main avenue does that. It runs north to south, and traffic has been blocked off through the main part of the city there. These protests have been dragging on for a little over 2 weeks now, and people are really starting to get frustrated.
What effect are these protests having on the economy there?
The local economy is definitely taking a hit, especially tourism right now. We're talking mostly about Mexican tourists, people who like to come to the capital around this time of the year. Also, I should tell you, over the weekend, we saw the protests expanding to other parts of the country, to highways leading to Mexico's three largest cities. Supporters of Mr. López Obrador seized toll stations and let motorists enter those cities for free. They did that here in Mexico City, and now they've shown that they can do it all around the country. In recent days, they also held protests in front of the federal government's tax collection office. That didn't harm tax collection because it's not tax season here, but they're definitely sending strong signals to the government.
Frank, Mr. Obrador has been talking about not accepting the imposition of what he's calling an illegitimate government.
He's definitely a fighter. He has a long history of street protests here in Mexico. In 1994, when he ran for a governor's race and lost that, he took the people to the streets. So this is really nothing new for Mr. López Obrador. I should tell you, though, business seems to be fighting back. There is an association of restaurants and hotels here in the Mexican capital, and they've said that they're going to have their own counter-protests. What they're going to do is stop paying taxes starting the month of August when all of this began. They won't be paying taxes to the city government, and that's going to hurt the center-left party of the Democratic Revolution, which runs the city government. It's the same party that Mr. López Obrador belongs to.
Thanks a lot, Frank.
Thank you. Thank all of you.
Frank Contreras is in Mexico City and in Los Angeles. I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
Next time on Marketplace, an answer to